Sinead Egan is here with It Says in the Papers.
Kyiv warns of push to break up Ukraine is the lead story for the Irish Times this morning. Derek Scally writes from Warsaw that Ukraine's intelligence chief has said Russia is planning to split the country in two along Korean lines, as President Vladimir Zelensky urged NATO to share its weapons rather than let them gather dust, as he put it. There's lots of reaction and analysis this morning to US President Joe Biden's speech in Warsaw at the weekend, in which he said Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. On page 3 of the Irish Independent, Dominic Nichols writes that Biden's off-the-cuff comments were a shot in the arm for Putin, playing right into the Kremlin narrative of an aggressive NATO hell-bent on Russia's destruction. On the front of that paper, a photograph of new friends Layla Power, Laura Cadmey-Fabris and Daria Commissar enjoying the sunshine yesterday. They were taking part in the Play in Peace initiative to give children who've left Ukraine with their mothers a chance to chat and socialise with new Irish friends. Inside the paper, Elaine Kyo spoke to women at the playdate in Newbridge House in Donabate, including Svetlana Sorochinska, who described how for the first time in her adult life, she had the urge to jump into her own mother's arms just to be held. She said she came to Ireland because of her mother's love of the country and is sending pictures back home to her in Ukraine. The fatal stabbing of champion pitch and putt player Shane Murphy in Carrigaline in Cork is the lead story for the Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Star this morning and features across the papers. His father, Patrick Wishy Murphy, remains in a serious but stable condition in hospital. It's reported that a 42-year-old man is being held in connection with the double stabbing. HSE salaries give the lead story to the Irish Examiner this morning. Paul Hosford writes that more than 20 HSE staff earned in excess of €400,000 in 2020, with one staff member taking home between €640,000 and €650,000. The figures show that the highest earners in the HSE are consultants, with 23 paid more than €400,000 in basic salary, overtime and allowances. However, the paper reports their take-home pay is far higher than that once pension allowances and private earnings are factored in. The HSE said that while salary scales for consultants top out at around €309,000, staff are paid overtime and allowances. And Monaghan's win against Dublin yesterday is a big story in the sports pages this morning. In the Irish Times, Sean Moran writes, "With one kick, they were free. Monaghan have emerged Houdini-like from the bottom of so many rivers, throwing off the chains of relegation that it's almost routine." And for the day that was in it, the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Independent both print post-match photos of Monaghan hero Jack McCarron with his smiling mammy Patricia. "Mother of all wins" is the headline for the Star, while the Independent has "Mother of all escapes."